Hello, beautiful people. I'm back again because I think we could all use a calm down. I think we could all use this right now. And so let's just start it off. So, how are your guys' day today? Mine was pretty good. I hope you guys were good. I've had kind of a hard day myself. I've been going through a lot with this coronavirus and not having my friends around. I really relied on my friends because they kept me going. So it's been pretty hard on me. I hope you guys' lives aren't horrible. But if you're going through some stuff like me, or even worse than me, I'm sorry. It'll get better, hopefully. It's all gonna be okay. So just rest assured, wait it out. It'll be okay and you'll be fine. 'Cause the words of the famous singer, "What doesn't kill you makes you stronger." So just hang in there and it'll all get better from here. Just fight a little longer. So, have you guys meditated today? Or have you done anything calming? Have you spent time with yourself? If you have, that's great. If not, then you should definitely do it. I am serious about it. Like, it's very helpful. I love getting time to myself and just watching videos that make me laugh, or petting my dog, or talking to my I love talking to my dog because she can't tell anybody anything I said to her. And every time I look at her, she makes herself look so cute. But enough about me. What are you doing? Are you relaxing? Are you getting ready for bed? Are you maybe brushing your teeth, ready to take a shower? Maybe you're just getting up. Maybe you're making breakfast or eating dinner, or just ate dinner. I want to say hello, and you're looking pretty good today. You're beautiful. And dang, done a great job. So, just, I want to take this moment, because it's been a pretty hard day for me, and I needed this podcast to make this podcast for you guys, too. So let's just take a minute and just clear our minds. Yeah, I'll wait. I'll give you a minute. Just relax, close your eyes, whatever you gotta do, just clear your mind. Just let all the troubles go for just a moment. It'll be great just to let all your troubles go just for 1 minute. So are you guys calm yet? Are you relaxed? All those troubles just fly out your fingertips? Now, don't completely just leave your troubles behind if they're important, but just let them go for 1 minute. I know it can be just so relaxing and so wonderful just to leave them right there sitting for just a moment and taking time for yourself. And I thought this podcast would be great for just that, for you people who have had a hard day and just want to be real with yourself. And it's great because I'm not somebody who's had a great day and just making this podcast for money or just for the sake of making the podcast. I'm making it because I probably feel the same way, or you may feel worse, but I'm going through some stuff too. So it'll be nice hearing this stuff from somebody who's going through kind of the same problems or worse, or maybe not as worse, but whatever. We're not going to compare. So, relaxing is a beautiful thing, isn't it? Just my voice, listening to my voice, or maybe you're talking to yourself right now, like I've suggested before. Whenever you talk to yourself, you're not crazy. You're just trying to take in yourself, and it's actually nice because you just get it all out there into the universe. You should try it. It's nice. You can look into a mirror, or just write it down, or just look, just talk out loud. Think out loud. I do it. It's so relaxing. It's just great for my personality and my whole day. It helps me at the end of my day before I go to bed. Another thing I do is every once in a while when I'm feeling really bad and like it's just me personally, my day hasn't gone so great or my emotions just out of whack, I just like to sit down and I just express the emotion I'm feeling. If I want to cry, I cry a little bit. If I'm mad, I punch a pillow or I just scream into a pillow, whatever my emotion is. I may laugh, but all after that, if it's all a bad emotion, I just get it out there. It's actually really healthy for you to express your emotion. Expressing emotion could be very good, and it is very good, not to just like leave it all in and bottle it up. So, I mean, if you're not that type of person, you don't obviously don't have to do it, but just letting you guys know what I do, because we are real on this podcast. And yeah, so today I'm not gonna give any beauty tips or tricks, because if you're listening to this podcast, it's probably not what you need is a bunch of stuff to make all that easier. It's probably just want to talk to somebody, or you want to listen to somebody with the same emotions. I don't want to say we have the same problems, because yours could be much worse than mine, and I don't want to seem like that kind of person. If you've listened to my previous podcast, my voice may sound a little weird. It's just because I have like a little frog in my throat, and I don't want to clear it on camera, on the video. Don't judge. That's all I'm saying. Don't judge. That's why my voice sounds weird. But what I was trying to get at is, so what I was getting at before, I just had a massive setback and I just like completely forgot what I was about to say, is how my day is. Now, I already explained to you that it was bad. Well, it wasn't all bad. It was actually pretty good. I helped one of my family members. We built a swing in the front yard, and it's completely safe for him. But I just had a headache, a really bad one. It's like in the back of my brain, like, but it's like my eyeballs are bulging out of my head. It's so bad. So if any of you guys are having a headache, and you have remedies to help it, maybe you should share that. Or I heard a remedy was like to like rub a acupressure point or something like that, and like, or like your temples or like your third eye. I don't really know much about that, so I can't give you like professional advice, but I heard it helps, but it hasn't been helping me, so I don't know. I'm gonna ask this again, because how are you feeling? Are you feeling bad? Are you feeling good? It's great if you're feeling good. I'm sorry if you're feeling bad. I hope you feel better in the future. To all you beautiful ladies out there, I hope you're smiling. And if you're not, I hope you eventually smile during this, because I'm not the funniest person in the world, but I hope it can make you smile, just at least once. Maybe it's the fact that I'm a teenager making a podcast like this, and you may think it's adorable or cute, because some people think that, or maybe you just think it's amazing, or it's cool, or maybe it's just because you're happy to see podcasts like this out there, or maybe it's because you really need to hear it. I hope I make you smile at least once during this podcast, because all us people we're all going through the same thing right now, and it's not just one person in the world, and there are similar people around you that go through the exact same thing all day long. And at first it was like kind of nice, you just get to sit around relaxing. I'm sorry, I had a yawn. Relaxing, watching TV. If you had to work at home, obviously you're working, but other than that, you got to relax and watch Netflix and eat snacks. But now it's just getting so tiring. You can go on walks. I've been meaning to do that, but it just never ends up happening. I didn't really want to make a podcast that has an episode each day, but I just needed this right now, as much as you do if you're watching this. But I just wanted to talk to you guys, honestly, not even knowing what to do. Maybe I thought maybe it would help you, but it is to help me, I'm not gonna lie. I'm just like trying to make the world a better place, one episode at a time, one view at a time, just little by little. Like, obviously I don't plan on changing the whole world by making this podcast, but hopefully I can make some of you have a better day. And other than that, that's all I wanted to say, but I'm gonna keep going. I'm gonna now just turn this into kind of a meditating podcast, just for about like 5 minutes, 2 minutes. We'll see where it goes. So I'm not a professional at this, but it is my first time. So let's go. So let's just start by closing our eyes and clearing our minds. Close our eyes, clear our minds. Think of your happiest moment. Maybe it was your day, like your happiest moment in your day. Or maybe it's the happiest moment in your life. Just think of a happy moment that brings you back. Maybe it's just from your childhood, just running around, fully free-spirited child, Or maybe it was with whenever you found your pet and it was love at first sight. Just close your eyes and clear your mind. And just listen to the music for a minute. Or just listen to my voice. I know it's not the most relaxing voice, but it's something. So I just want you to look at yourself, like imagine yourself in your head, or maybe go to a mirror and look at yourself. But if you don't want to get up, just look at yourself, imagine yourself in your head. Smile at that person. So just imagine yourself and talk to that person that you see. Imagine yourself smiling. Imagine yourself as a child in your happiest moment of childhood. Maybe let's start with your teenage years. You see that teenager you, and you know, just imagine yourself and go to her. Walk up to that person. and give her some advice that you would have wanted to hear. Great. So once you give her that advice, let's go deeper into your past. Let's go to your preteen years, 10-year-old, 11-year-old, 12-year-olds old, and just talk to her. Tell her you love her. Give her that self-love you didn't have back then. And just tell her it's going to be okay. Now maybe let's go to younger you, child you, 8, 6, 7, 8, 9. Let's just go to her and tell her she's amazing and she's going to do great for the world. And I'm so sorry for that noise you may have just heard. I did not expect that. Maybe you want to tell her that you love her again. Maybe you want to tell her that it's all going to be okay. Maybe you want to tell her a crazy thing that you never thought would happen. Or maybe a dream. Tell her that your life is going to be great. And maybe you want to tell her she's amazing how she is. And don't let anybody tell her different. Give her some friendly advice you would want to hear as a child. And just love yourself. Give her a big hug. Give her that attention you wanted it as a child. And now let's go to your toddler years, when you were a toddler, and just look upon yourself and just look at her. Admire how she was, how she looked, how her mind was just. So, as you see that little toddler, just admire yourself and think about all the ways you have seen yourself and just reflect on your life and just focus on all the happy moments as we wind down and we come out of the podcast, because I decided that I'm going to end all my podcasts in a meditative state, like the last 5 minutes or how long it is. So we're gonna end this podcast episode right here, and I will talk to you guys very soon, and hope you guys have a great day or a great night or whatever time it is there. So bye.